today's news wrap, we at Money Control bring you the top newsmakers so far. Let's get started. Some good news for GoFirst, finally, as the National Company Law Tribunal admitted the airline's insolvency plea earlier today and agreed to grant GoFirst protection under moratorium from recovery by lessors lenders. The NCLT has appointed Abhilash Lal as interim resolution professional and directed him to take charge of the insolvency resolution process of Go Airlines with immediate effect. NCLT order said that the former management will have to deposit Rs 5 crore towards expenses of IRP. Now, Money Control had broken the news on May 4 that the beleaguered Wadia Group airline proposed the name of insolvency professional Abhilash Lal as the interim resolution professional in its voluntary bankruptcy plea filed at the NCLT Delhi. Besides, NCLT also ordered to keep the company as a going concern and ensure that no employees are retrenched. Meanwhile, GoFirst further cancelled all flights scheduled till May 19 today but has assured customers of full refunds. In another news, a six-member panel constituted by the Supreme Court in March in the Adani-Hindenburg case has submitted the report in a sealed cover, as per media reports. While the apex court is expected to take it up on May 12, it is not clear whether the expert panel has sought any extension or submitted the final report. Supreme Court had directed the capital market regulator SEBI to investigate any violations of securities law by the Adani Group in the wake of the Hindenburg report that alleged Adani Group of stock price manipulation and lapses in regulatory disclosure. ONDC, which has been creating a lot of buzz on social media, is being pegged as a major disruptor in the food delivery space as the platform allows restaurants to sell food directly to consumers through buyer apps. This has pushed up ONDC's daily order volumes by 2.5 times, from 10,000 to 25,000 orders in a span of a few days. This also led people to question whether ONDC would kill the duopoly of Swiggy and Zomato, the two companies that control over 90% of India's $5 billion food delivery market. Backed by the government, the ONDC is an experiment, the first of its kind to make e-commerce interoperable, giving companies more control over business decisions. It was launched in April last year, but who is bankrolling these discounts? Is the government essentially competing on discounts with platforms backed by venture dollars? Or are network participants like seller-side apps, buyer-side apps, and restaurants doing that? Network players say that the government is not financing the discounts and incentives. These are being funded directly or indirectly by banks who are shareholders of ONDC, e-commerce platforms, and merchants on the network. However, industry watchers are also asking what really is the difference between the network and venture-funded e-commerce platforms. Moving forward, vaccine maker Sanofi India announced the demerger of its consumer healthcare business, which houses brands like Allegra, Combiflam, Deepura, and Avil. The entity will be called Sanofi Consumer Healthcare India Limited. According to the company, separation of the pharmaceutical and consumer healthcare businesses will allow the company and the resulting company to have independent and focused management as well as independently pursue different opportunities. Upon completion of the proposed demerger, the global parent Sanofi will continue to own a 60.4% stake in both entities. In another development, MG Motor has announced a new 5-year business roadmap aimed at expanding its operations and achieving sustainable growth in India. The British car brand plans to achieve this through localization and the latest technology, as well as increasing Indian shareholding over the next 2 to 4 years. As part of this roadmap, MG Motor will focus on enhancing local sourcing and manufacturing across its operation by 2028 and plans to explore cell manufacturing and hydrogen fuel cell technology through owned or third-party facilities. MG Motor is reportedly planning to dilute its majority shareholding and go for an initial public offering by 2028. That's all from us in today's news wrap. For further details, head to www.moneycontrol.com and download the Money Control app.